Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven after the hour now, it's time for our weekly talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits in the news talk radio world. This hour accompanies the official talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison. Joining me, Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and the Good Day Show. Jay Kirshner from the Good Day Show. And Doug Steffens joining me from the Good Day program as well. So here we are, all of us together, one big happy, one big happy bunch, if you will. All right, so the charts this week start... Depending on whether we want to start at the bottom or the top, sometimes I like to start at the top, and I was actually intending to start on the top, but I think we'll go to number 10 and work our way backwards, because number 10 is all about the severe weather. California is Jennifer's home, my part-time home. I'll be there this weekend. I hope it's going to be better than the weather that I experienced when I was there last weekend.
Well, it's going to be different. There's actually an atmospheric river. You know, I love all these terms that they come up
with.
Yes,
right.
Yeah. It's raining again in California. And what's problematic about that, I've been spending a lot of time talking about the community that's in San Bernardino, the San Bernardino Mountains, the communities of Big Bear, Arrowhead, and Crestline.
Somebody
get
killed in an avalanche there?
I don't know if there was an avalanche, but 12 people already have died.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm looking... Yeah,
it was really gross. It was being grossly unprepared. We knew that this storm was coming. We get snow in California. This area gets a lot of snow. There's skiing up there, but we got so much snow in such a short amount of time that people were trapped into their homes, and then the snow plows would come and actually build up more snow walls for them. People died of gas leaks because they were without power. Their gas meters froze. They cracked. People were asphyxiating in their homes, and what really looked awful is that our governor, Gavin Newsom, went to Mexico during all of this while people were freezing to death in their homes. Literally, it just came out late Thursday evening. Finally, Gavin Newsom asked for a national state of emergency so that we can get national resources and FEMA up there to help these people. You've got Chef Jose Andres, who does a great job. He's been sending food up there, but we don't have our own governor doing it. So finally, on late Thursday evening, he asked for that declaration from the Biden administration.
Okay, so take note, folks. Jennifer Horn says something critical about the governor of California. It is a shocking reality that.
No, but think about the optics, though. He wants to be president.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
You've got people freezing to death. You don't go to Cabo. I'm sorry. No. It just doesn't
look
good.
Sure you do. If you're cold, you go to Cabo.
Nice.
That's cold. Let's warm ourselves up. You know, in league with this, I'm in Salt Lake as we're doing the program this week, and the snow here is unbelievable. And there's another snowstorm that's headed in here today or in the next couple of days. And the number of roofs, my friend Jack Stockwell, who has a home up on top of one of the mountains, his roof's leaking like a sieve because the water, the snow gets in underneath the frozen ice, and that's causing a problem. And then there are roof collapses because the snow is so heavy and there's so much of it. And yet I was sitting on the plane with somebody coming out here last night that is an avid skier, and the reason she moved out here is because of how great the skiing is. And so she works during the week, she travels, and on the weekend she comes home and skis. And apparently there are a lot of people, the population of Park City and some of these other areas, Ogden, have grown tremendously. And people who are coming and spending the winter here. For me, I'd like to do what Gavin Newsom does when it's cold. I want to go where it's warm.
You want to go to Mexico,
Yeah, but I don't want to go to Mexico. Number nine this week, as a matter of fact, is a reason not to go to Mexico. The Mexican cartel that was responsible for kidnapping and killing those Americans has turned over. This is not the Mexican government, folks. This is the drug cartel.
Might as well be the government.
Well, but the cartel was saying that, hey, we had no part of this. The members of this cartel acted on their own merit. This is all on them. It basically signed, sealed, and delivered them with a handwritten note of apology.
That is such a joke, though. What a joke. Because what's happening...
Well,
the cartels have taken over. And see, this is the issue. So the cartels, especially in these border areas, have taken over. The government's out. If the government's there at all, they've already got intermixed with the cartels, right? And literally, Mexico has let this happen. So then you have these four people from South Carolina go missing, whatever it was, mistaken identity, however it was. Two of them end up dead. One of them's pretty significantly injured. Another one survives. They all get returned. The bodies come back, everything. And people are now putting some attention on it. So the Mexican president said, oh, enough with this. You know, he feels the heat because people are actually paying attention to the fact that Americans can go missing. That's not great for their tourism, right? People are going to think twice about going in there. And so then the pressure goes on the cartels. So how convenient. They write an apology letter? Give me a break. Yeah. If you're going to write an apology letter, how about for the fentanyl and all the drugs and all the other people that you kill, rape, and murder.
Well, and that's probably why they turned these people over, because they don't want them sniffing around, anyone sniffing around, authorities sniffing around, and find something else.
Yeah,
they're like, here, you're looking for
these
people,
also,
here you go. Go away.
We're pressured probably by, like, okay, enough of this bad publicity, do something. So there was a scapegoat. In fact, when the federales turned up, whoever it was that came to arrest these guys, the cartels had totally cleared out. There was just one poor schlub sitting in front of this shed where all these people were being kept and their bodies were being held. And they make a convenient arrest on somebody who's unarmed standing in front of a shed. I mean, it's just, it's like a movie. It's like a scene from a movie.
Childish. It really is. You look at all of these things that are going on down there, and then you scratch your head, because there's an ancillary story that goes with this. The number of people that are drug traffickers that are coming across our border, the outrage that people ought to feel, the political way of angling or dangling this whole business in front of us. I saw a justification this week for letting people, one person wrote an op-ed piece in one of the Boston newspapers about why we should be letting more people into our country, because the birth rate among white Americans has gone down so significantly that business is not going to be able to continue to grow if we don't have a higher, you know, if we don't bring more people in the country to do business. So the justification for bringing all of these crooks, murderers, rapists coming across the border, not all of them are that, for sure. Some of them are well-intentioned, but they certainly get mixed in. And besides, whether they're good people or not isn't the question. What they're doing is illegal, against the law, and ought to be stopped. And it was stopped. I give Jennifer her due when it comes to Trump. At least when he was president, all of this stuff wasn't happening. So you got to wonder, what's the motivation on the part of the people who are in charge now of letting all of these people into our country? What motivates them? Is it just that they will vote for them? Is it to increase the population so business is good and people are buying goods and services?
Do you want to know what my theory is?
Of course I do. That's why I started this.
They want to grow the big cities. So they want to take away every poverty finds its way to the city center, right? And so you grow poverty, you grow the city size. That creates, yes, in one way, more voters, but it also allows for government to have growth and get bigger, because people need to be taken care of. And so a bigger government means that politicians can find themselves in unlimited power, right? Because they start to grow. You get more people addicted to government, and then government takes over. So
it's an addiction. It's an addiction. Being attached to the government, whether it's for Social Security, whether it's for Medicaid, whether it's for any number of aid things. As I'm a farmer, I see all of the government programs to help bolster the farmers. If they just leave everybody alone and get out of their face, you know, all of this focus on the environment and having all these programs on the farms, it's not the family farmers who are responsible for this. Family farmers, all of them that I know anywhere around the country, are very conscious of how they're caring for their land. After all, that's their livelihood. So why would they let it go all to hell? But yet the big corporate agribusinesses that really don't care about anything except the bottom line want farmers to produce as much as possible, no matter what expense. And so that's where you see all these.
It really is interesting
stuff.
You bring that up, because the farmers who farm along the border are screaming and nobody hears them. They've got people who come and die, who squat on their property. There was one guy that we talked to on my morning show who had someone who was firing at his family with a shotgun.
Shooting.
And so he returned fire and actually shot the guy, and now he's in prison. I mean, there's just some really, really crazy stuff that's coming. And there's a national security element to it, too. When you've got the door open, you don't know who is coming in.
Yep. That is for sure. And so all of this stuff continues. And meanwhile, why would you go to Mexico on vacation? I know, Jennifer, I mentioned you yesterday when we were talking about this. When you were in here, how many times you've gone down to Cabo and some of these other places on the west coast of Mexico, because Americans love to go there. I've been in Mexico once in my life for 4 hours, crossing the border from San Diego to Tijuana. That's the only time I've ever been there, and I have absolutely no desire to go to Mexico for anything. I suppose part of it is this sort of thing, but the other thing is it's the total disregard they have for America and Americans by letting this stuff happen. They could fix this. Now, wasn't there a bill or somebody put forth an idea this week? I think it was Lindsey Graham who suggested that we send troops into Mexico. And, it was Lindsey Graham, I'm pretty sure, about that earlier in the week.
Yes, he did.
Right. Let's send in American troops into Mexico. And that was before this kidnapping and killing of the Americans. That was the day before. Almost instinctively, like, he knew something was going to happen like this. But, if they're going to attack, this is an attack. They're attacking our country. So we need to fight back. And these people that are in charge aren't going to do that, so I guess you're not going to probably get them to send the military there. And maybe that's a little overcook of the situation. But still, under the circumstances, come on. Jeepers. It's, I don't know. Am I being dramatic about this?
No, it's one of the biggest. Between that and Afghanistan, those are the two biggest missteps of the administration trying to move away from what Trump wanted to do. And at what cost? It's a cost to us, not to Trump.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a whole other thing. One of the things on the agenda for our story list this week are the people running for president. Very interesting who's showing up on the Republican side and the Democratic side to run. It's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen. Healthier brain. Better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We have so many people that get on it for weight loss, lose the weight, and end up staying on it because it's great for joint pain.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Yeah, I think that's the message here. I think when people ask me, when they hear this, I may get an email or I might get some kind of social media, Facebook connection asking me how to get the most out of it. And I say it on the air when I'm talking about it personally. My experience with Calitrin is a constant, consistent one. I take it all the time. Every day, I even give a capsule or two to my dog because of the things that, well,
it is good.
The joints.
It is good for him. It is.
All right, so what's the deal right now?
We have our buy three, get three free, but we also have a sale where you can buy three. That's our 90-day supply, and it's $20 off, too. So that we have people that are live online, or you can call us toll-free, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or, again, that website is toploss.com.
Top Radio Countdown.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here to go through at this moment in time, because each hour of the Good Day program during the week. At this point in the hour, we go into social media trending things, often about celebrities. Is Pete Buttigieg a celebrity? I guess in a manner of speaking. Many politicians look at themselves, or they become celebrities. Look at all of the attention that's paid to the life and times of these characters on both sides who go way beyond what the scope is of what they're supposed to be doing. Whether they're elected officials, Pete was the mayor of South Bend, then he ran for president, and he presented himself well. And a lot of people, I actually was one of them, who thought he was the one who presented himself best among the Democratic candidates. But he has no substance. He has style, and he has knowledge, but he apparently, as we are finding out pretty dramatically, that he doesn't have much else going for him. So there's a lot of yak about him resigning. And so the question that Jay has asked on social media is whether or not the calls for him to resign are warranted. And please explain. So what do we have there, Jay?
Well, yeah, there's been a lot of people saying that he needs to resign immediately. On Twitter, it seems like everybody who answered they're stepping up to bat for Pete Buttigieg. Dr. Laura DeVoe says it's clear that he has inherited a department of longstanding and hardworking individuals who are hungry for more support and a visionary leader. He is doing an incredible job at Wonkamobile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonk, wonk.
I'll have what she's having, that one over
wonk,
there.
Wonk, wonk. Right. Okay, excuse me, Jake. Please go
ahead. Wonkamobile says, I think he's doing a really good job, and I'm following DOT closely. The infrastructure bill, the consumer protections advancements in aviation, the focus on pedestrian safety, the antitrust move, the moves, and more stuff. It's a shame how politicized it's all
become. It has become politicized, but I'm not aware of any of these things. The transportation department has been one of those things, I'll grant you that, over the years it's just been a cesspool of people, phony politicians or has-beens get thrown in there and, you know, they just spend the rest of their career doing nothing. And that's why the infrastructure is as bad as it is. So, yeah, there's a bill to improve it that whether he came up with it or somebody else in the Biden administration came up with it.
But it's just like everything else. It's spending money to fix a problem that we shouldn't have in the first place. Now, granted, it's not Pete's problem, but if he were really more inspirational, he'd come up with a way to fix the infrastructure than just doing it the same way it's always been done.
Here's kind of the deal with the infrastructure. The bill that the Biden administration put together spent so much time talking about green initiatives and money for green initiatives that it doesn't really rebuild all the stuff that's crumbling. I mean, California, after a rain, we've got potholes and sinkholes and all kinds
of
craziness.
Good God,
right, and they're more concerned about electric vehicle chargers. So that's number one. Number two, it's not just the roads that he's responsible for. Of course, that's not all of his fault. It's about what the preparedness of preventing problems. We've had a port that was jammed up so that the supply chain was completely broken. We had flights grounded for the first time since 9/11 under Mayor Pete's duty. We've had derailments like crazy. We've had these chemical burns. These are the problems that he needs to be responding to, not necessarily it's his fault if there's a pothole in the road.
No, well, it's not his fault these things are happening, but where are you when it comes to leadership? This lady is pointing out that she thinks he's been a good leader, and we're just pointing out that we think that he needs to be more mature or whatever it is, advancements in aviation,
whenever there's the State of the Union, it should not be the president speaking on, whoever the president is at the time, speaking on all of these things. It should be the secretary of the departments giving their own address. And
like a board meeting, that's a cool idea.
Yes, exactly.
Jay, I like that.
Yeah, that is a good idea. There's one more good idea for Jay. All right, what else have we got here for comments?
Pegacorn 13 says, Pete has crisscrossed the country to deliver to local communities and leaders and the tangible goods of the Biden administration's infrastructure investments and jobs. All
it's
the
not
good
his
stuff.
Money.
He's an amazing domestic ambassador.
Okay, thank you. Well, thoughts on Pete. 28 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. California has been slammed with all types of weather for the last 2 weeks. Now at least two people have died as a result of those ongoing storms. China and the Middle East shaking hands.
After 4 days of communications in Beijing, Iran and Saudi Arabia agreed to reestablish relations and open embassies in each country. The deal's a big political and diplomatic win for China, which has been signaling its interest in working towards a non-U.S.-centered version of the Middle East East. President Biden welcomed the news, saying, "The better the relations between Israel and their Arab neighbors, the better for everybody." I'm Ryan Daniels.
Silicon Valley Bank collapsing yesterday, and some tech companies that have their money there aren't sure they'll get it back. Roku, the streaming technology company, said most of its $487 million worth of deposits were uninsured. Corey Myers, USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 past the hour. This is the weekly talk radio roundup. We do this every week at this time. We, when I say we, I mean the likely presence of Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner here to add fuel to the flames of insurrection. And we're going to have an insurrection here. Jennifer and Jay are going to take over the program, and I'm going to get tossed out. What do you think of that?
Been suspended. You're going to have to serve your suspension on Monday.
Without pay. Yes, thank you. All right, let's go back to Pete. Pete's one of my favorite targets this week for number of reasons. Yeah, right. We have some more comments, actually, and I wanted not to give these folks short shrift when it came to folks that went in. I've captured some of your thoughts about Mayor Pete Buttigieg, which, again, every time I pronounce his name, I know I'm doing it wrong, but I guess I don't care. It's maybe it's like somebody saying Doug Stephen. Is that right?
Do you want to go through how Trump, remember when Trump was running and he had to struggle to say his name? He would say Boot Edge Edge.
Boot edge edge. Okay, boot edge edge. So anyway, we've got a couple more comments that I'd like you to pass along, Jay, if you will, on Mayor Pete. And then I want to talk about I think back to Lindsey Graham again. He has called for on the floor of the Senate, and I think somebody else has called on the floor of the House for his resignation. You're not going to get it, but it's an interesting. Mike Collins of Georgia has called for his immediate resignation. Lindsey Graham has called for his, saying, oh, somebody on the House floor, somebody on the Senate floor, calling for his immediate resignation. Quote, He has, Collins said, he has abandoned his department's mission of improving the safety, technology, and efficiency of our infrastructure in favor of promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. So that sort of flies in the face of what one of our listeners said. Actually, a couple of listeners who went to the trouble of responding to our questions, thank you very much. And they have an entirely different point of view on Mayor Pete. So you got somebody, his, all these things that I see is that he's doing a great job, right?
Yeah,
we didn't have anybody who did, said...
Well, and so these came from Twitter, and another one, at DK Patty Cakes, I think he's doing a great job elevating something people called an obscure position and making people think of how intertwined all of this really is. But then, since we have been speaking about this, a few came in with Facebook, too. Patrick Godfrey on the complete opposite side says he's MIA, which I think that's also a sentiment a lot of people have. And Tim Lowe chimes in, tell me again how quickly he arrived at the first train derailment and how quickly he got those residents in the area some disaster relief. It's sad that a former president can get there and distribute supplies quicker than our current government.
Interesting. Somebody said he's a real political talent. Well, that's kind of, he's supposed to be an administrator, not a politician. In the, secretariats are administrative positions, not political, or they're not supposed to be political. That's not how they were envisioned. Jennifer.
It kind of reminds me of Gavin Newsom here in California, where they look good, they sound good, but when it comes to actually getting to work, they can't. And so that's one piece. I think that's why we all thought he was kind of like a rising star, because he performed really well during the debates and it, when he was running for president, and people, you know, he became like this up and comer. But when you actually put him to work, I think it's been really disappointing. And I think it's actually taken probably some of the points away from him. I mean, obviously our friends on Twitter are think differently, but I think by and large, I always kind of use my mom because she's my liberal beacon, but she loved Mayor Pete. She loved him. And now she's
I
think he's come down a few notches, you know, because so it's disappointing. I think there is a tarnishing of what could be his future.
All right. Number six on the story list is the presidential race and contenders. And the reason I bring it up now is because I want to get to some of these other thoughts also from social media, Jay, that you've culled out of the people who have responded to various things this week. But to go back to Mayor Pete for a moment, going beyond the resignation calls and the lack of getting anything done in the transportation department, he's prominently thought of as a real contender for the presidency in 2024. And it looks more and more like Joe Biden's wife, who's going to make the decision. It's apparent that she's, it's very apparent, she's the one making the decision, not Joe. And it looks like she's not looking too favorably on having Joe run again. And if I were his wife, I probably wouldn't either, for any number of reasons. But at any rate, some of the other people that have been mentioned, Governor Whitmer of Michigan, this week she got a bill passed, which I thought was quite, we were talking about it earlier, Jennifer. It was a bill that went through the House and the Senate in Michigan to void all of the abortion bans that had been on the books since the 1930s, I think, Jay, wasn't it? The 1930s, maybe even earlier than that. So this allows for people to have no, they weren't being enforced, but this is a symbolic measure, I think, as much as anything else, to get these things changed. And you see a lot of these in the blue states, that's what's going to happen. Back to pitting the red states against the blue states. And when I look at some of these things, the Republicans are always attached to the negative side of this, or what's perceived to be the negative side of it. And I think that we actually, Jay and I got into this earlier, Jennifer, talking about, we didn't get into it, we agreed, to a point. I'm not a believer in abortion, as you know. You've heard me talk about that over the years. I don't like to make it a big deal, and I don't like to talk about abortion on the air, because the conversation goes no place. So why waste your time talking about it, except, okay, on occasion when something like this happens.
Well, it's a really emotional issue on both sides, right? The people fighting for life are emotional. The people fighting for choice are emotional. And it is hard to have a productive conversation, because it's rare people change their minds.
Yep, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, that's happening.
Which is why, by the way, I think the beauty of the ruling that was this last year, bringing the power back to the states, is appropriate so that the people's voice can be heard in each individual location.
And that's why these, that's, for those of you who don't remember or don't know, that's why these states are taking the initiative and the action as they are in Michigan this week. But most states have taken it up, whether it's plus or minus or for or against, it's being done. So, yeah, back to home rule. All right, Jay, let's go back to some of the other hot topics, things that are on the list this week, including number four, the lab leak. Man, oh, man, I saw this and I just smiled because you remember, Jennifer, the very first day, and Jay, you and I, we all
talked
about this.
Doug, I was thinking about you all week long. People lost stuff for saying things like this.
I lost $86,000 worth of business.
Yep.
Because I called it the Chinese virus and was very descriptive about where it came from. It was very apparent to me, and I got this actually from Uri Geller more than anything else. He and I... When he went through the process, and he's, you know, he's very psychic and he's very tuned in. When that virus was transported from Wuhan to Milan, which is supposed to go, it was originally supposed to go to Iran, and it got it, that's why Italians had a real problem with it, because it got loose. It wasn't properly sealed, and so the virus got out in Italy, and that was why they were one of the first countries that had a big problem with it. But it was very clear that this is something, and the construct of having it done, and Tony Fauci being up to his ears, why this guy isn't in jail at this point is beyond me. He's number five on the people list, by the way, this week. I just
this just makes me outraged, because I was like locked down in my home because I chose not to get a vaccine and I couldn't do things. I live in Los Angeles. Things were closed down. It absolutely is infuriating. We were lied to. So for what? So that Tony Fauci could protect the fact that he was doing gain-of-function research outside of his role with the government? Or is it that people were enriching themselves to bring up Big Pharma? Or is it because people were working with China to annihilate some of the population in the world? Like, what's going on here?
It's pretty obvious.
And how long has this been in the works? Has it been done before, and is it going to be done again?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's just gone.
That's the hello, ding, ding, ding. All right, so a couple of other people. Will you go to the comments about Dougie?
Yeah, Charlene Smith says, well, Dougie already called it on the COVID leak, which I agree that it was and still is the Chinese government and scientists that started it. M. York says, already said / thought COVID was man-made, playing with the original SARS virus. Just look at how fast the shot came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then also touch on a different hot topic, that the 24 race will be another circus like the last two.
Yeah, that's for sure. Although Trump is being sidelined more and more and more all the time for various reasons. This week, he looks like, although this is because the bad news coverage.
I was
going to
say, don't believe everything that the news coverage speaks.
Well, but there's, yeah, but it's
how we get burned on that all the time.
He gets, well, but there's going to be, it looks like there's going to be a criminal indictment, or at least that's what the New York Times and that ilk want you to believe, because they're cheerleaders for that stuff in the first place. All right, let's see.
Speaking of Trump and TikTok, which is also in the news, Trump was against TikTok when he was in office fighting against it.
Yep. TikTok should be banned. That's number seven. And never mind a proposal, ban it now. That's
finally, some other people in Congress are coming to the table on that. Right. They're spying on everything through TikTok. It is so crazy. Right.
Ban it today. Now. No discussion, no debate. Ban it now. All right, now, let's see. Number one this week are relationships with China. This is the weekend of the Oscars. And so there are a lot of people who have signed a petition to remove an actor from Hong Kong. His name is Donnie Yen, as an Oscar presenter, because he is supporting the Chinese government. Now, this is a no-no for the Taiwanese, for sure, but the people, even though Hong Kong is part of China, this guy's gone out on a limb. So here's another one of these people, and how many influential people like this who have come over here from China, who are actors or whatever, do we trust any of them anymore? The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences hasn't commented on the petition. He's recognized as an action star. I'm trying to remember who he is, and I don't. Probably if I saw a picture of him, he's been as an. You know, he's like.
Well, he's been outspoken about his support for the Chinese government.
Yeah, well, why not? They keep him. He's like Jackie Chan, the star of lots of Chinese movies, as well as made a lot of money doing it. And so he's a martial arts guy, and that's what you expect, I think, from a lot of the Chinese actors. But then he was named as a presenter for the awards. Again, the wokeness of, is that what it is? Is that wokeness? Go and get a Chinese guy to be a presenter. Let's make, we got to have more black people. We got to have more Chinese.
More representation.
Well, and the petition that's calling for him to be removed as a presenter at the Oscars actually originated from people from Hong Kong.
Oh, did it?
Over
good.
A lot of the protests that have
where are the people in America that should be on top of this? Where are people? People are
you're
so
talking about the crowd
unaware.
That loved Harvey Weinstein and whatchamacallit, the guy that, who was the guy that, Roman Polanski, right?
Polanski,
I mean, these are the same crowd that would, lift these guys up.
Yeah, get rid of them. Get rid of him. I'll start that cheer. Get rid of Down with Yen. All right. 48 past the hour. On the overview, what's going on in the News Talk Radio world?
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with a list of stories every week. As we put the story list together and the people list, I like to do it numerically, so that you know we have at least during the hour, because we bounce all over the place, an official list. So here we are with number nine. Good. Well, how about we start at number 10? The weather in the West. Number nine, the Mexican situation with the Americans being killed there. Education and problems in that department at 8. The TikTok ban is 7. Presidential race is 6. The Biden budget is number 5. The story of the COVID lab leak, that's number 4. Number 3, the economy. Number 2, the Fox News fight. Pretty interesting over the video and what they said, what the hosts have said, both on the air and off the air. And our China problem, number 1. That's kind of the same as 4, I think. So those are the things that are top 10 on the top 10 list from talkers this week.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List from Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, by the way. The official lists are posted both at talkers.com and at gooddayshow.com. So names on the People List. Mitch McConnell's had a serious bout with visiting the hospital here this week, number 10. Merrick Garland in his testimony, number 9. Ron DeSantis and his running for president, number 8. Donald Trump in there at 7. Jerome Powell is at 6. Dr. Fauci, wow. Don't we want to send him down the road packing? Number 5. Tucker Carlson is number 4. A bad Vlad is number 3. The leader of China is number 2. And Joe Biden is in first place. He is the man who flies Air Force One. By the way, there's a fascinating story about Air Force One and what it's all about in one of the magazines this month. So you might want to, if you have a chance, you can just Google Air Force One. And so that's it. There's the list, the top 10 people being discussed on News Talk Radio this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. I've been waiting for this moment. I've been waiting to talk about Tucker Carlson, the number two item this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine is the focus on Fox News and the video from January 6th and then all the ancillary things. I believe, Jennifer, you said earlier this week on this program that Tucker Carlson may be, in a titular way, more important to Republicans than Donald Trump.
I think so, if you ask about who the leader of the Republican Party is right now, people are going to give you two answers. One would be Donald Trump, the other would be Tucker Carlson, because he has a lot of influence when it comes to, especially Congress. It's not, you know, there were some messages from Tucker Carlson about Donald Trump this week. I don't think that it's ever been very clear, like, Tucker's a Trump person. I don't think that's ever been made clear, and clearly he's not. But he does have a lot of pull when it comes to congressional members.
Why does he have the pull? Please explain to me how this guy has that much pull. What is there about him? And you'll notice that I'm couching my normal comments about him.
I think it's ratings, to be honest. I mean, I don't know that Tucker Carlson 10 years
ago. Why do people watch him? Why do they like him then?
I think he covers, you know, he's a little bit different. And he covers stuff that goes beyond just the general news cycle. And I think people learn something when they watch Tucker Carlson. So I think that's what it is. Look, I don't want to even say I have a love-hate because that makes me seem like I care a lot. I don't really care about Tucker Carlson. I think that he presents an interesting, you know, set of facts a lot of times, or an interesting set of stories. So I give him credit for that, but I can't say like he's my favorite guy, you know. But some people do think that, and some people, and actually many people, make him must-see TV viewing and get a lot of their news from him. So there's that. But I do have something about this. So I started thinking about it and I thought, you know, I would go absolutely nuts if Nancy Pelosi just handed over all of that footage to, like, name the person, Rachel Maddow, Don Lemon, whoever it might be.
Yeah.
Those are our tapes. Those belong to us. That's our building.
So you're speaking about Kevin McCarthy giving Tucker Carlson 40,000 hours of video from January 6th.
Yeah, and I'm glad that Kevin McCarthy's brave enough to turn those hours over, because Nancy Pelosi sure wasn't, because clearly they had tried to string together some really junky narratives.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And so I'm glad that he was brave enough to turn them over. But I was like, wait a second, why just Tucker? Well, it turns out this week he revealed that he's not just giving them to Tucker. Right now, they're going through a redacting process, because a lot of, like, the secret passageways and stuff were reflected in those videos that they don't want people to know about in case of evacuation and that kind of thing. So once the videos are redacted of, like, the secret pathways, which I'm fine with, then they'll release them to the public for everyone. That I can get behind, because I think that everybody who cares should be watching it and making their own decision, not listening to what Tucker Carlson or CNN tells you, making the decision for yourself. It was also
I've watched those videos. I've made my mind up. And
okay.
I
don't know if you watched all 40,000 hours, because I haven't.
No, but I'm going to agree with Senator Mike Rounds, who's a Republican from South Dakota, who, like several of his Republican colleagues, has said that he would have preferred the tapes go widely to all media, news media outlets. He said, quote, "I saw what happened. It clearly was violent. It was an insurrection." I'm with him 100%.
Well, I think it depends.
Go
get
those people.
Here's the problem, because anytime you paint with broad brushes, you're going to get something wrong. So there were a group of people on the West Terrace, specifically where Ashley Babbitt and when those people were killed, where there was some violence. But what these hours and thousands of hours of footage reveal is that there were plenty of instances. You know, the guy with the horns who's sitting in jail right now, he was actually taken by police on a tour. They were opening doors for him, showing him things. They were laughing. They were praying together. And then they try to sell it like this guy was the instigator. Yeah, he was dressed like an idiot, but is he an instigator? No, the police were taking him around. How would he know that he was doing something wrong if you've got all this footage? And in his trial, he wasn't even allowed to use this footage, even though it existed. So during discovery, they weren't given this footage to help him make his case. So I do think there are some people who did some bad stuff, but by and large, there are a lot of people who are being held literally as political prisoners who weren't doing that bad stuff, and they're ruining those people's lives for it.
All right, Jay, you got 30 seconds for your thoughts.
Like Jen said, people got fired for not even going into anywhere, just completely being at the legal part, like the protests. And there's a difference between rioters and protesters. And it's just...
There is a distinction.
Yeah.
And a very solid distinction between the two. You're right about that. All right, well, I'm sure this isn't the end of that conversation, but it's the end of it for this week. 59 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.